This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Around the clock and around the globe we go. Want to welcome those of you that may be listening in America, England, nations of the world. We're thankful to have you on today. And our Breakout Prayer Network is growing. We now have over 1,400 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, over 900 cities in America. And going to be a very special program today. My spiritual granddaughter, Chloe Ellis, is here with me on Skype today. And we have, Gene and I, Chloe has been in our lives almost from the time that she was born. And we went to minister for her parents, Roger and Margaret Ellis, there in England. And so it's good to have Chloe on with us today. And she has an incredible story to tell, incredible testimony. She's 27 years old. She lives in West Sussex, England, which is the south of England. And she works part-time at the local college as a human resource administrative assistant. And she graduated from college. She's an incredible young lady, one of my spiritual granddaughters. And Chloe, it's I'll let you tell the rest of your story. It's good to have you on today.
Thank you so much, Dale. This is a real privilege to come on and be interviewed by you. I graduated with a drama degree in 2013, and that was so great. I'm an expert. I love being around people.
Yeah, I know.
But I just had a sense that I needed to come home. I was quite tired after 3 years being immersed in student culture and studying theatre. And so now we're 2018. So those couple of years, I am, so 2017 was when I got some news that would change the rest of my life and maybe explain some of the struggles that I'd had leading up from mm-hmm. when yeah. I graduated uni.
This was on the 5th of January 2017 that you received the diagnosis. I remember you calling me and asking me to pray for you, that you were going to the hospital for some tests. And you went into the hospital, and what did they discover? What did they find?
So on the 5th of January, so I'd been to my local doctor, and he'd run some tests. I'd been to him a few times. I'd been to him a couple of weeks before, and he'd said that everything was fine and that I just needed to rest. But then over Christmas, I was getting severe migraines, and I was really sad and not able to do much. Mm-hmm. So on the 5th of January, I went back to hospital, and they transferred me to a special optical eye unit because I was getting headaches and migraines. Mm-hmm. And after a long wait, they told me that there was nothing wrong with my eyes, even though there was some swelling. But in fact, I had some fluid on my brain. So I was then transferred to the emergency floor where they did further tests, and it was all very confusing. There's a lot that I don't remember from that time with the trauma, but one thing that's so clear to me now is my doctor saying to me, "This is really odd, Chloe. You don't fit the general diagnosis for a fluid on your brain. You're healthy. You're young." Anyway, so I was then taken in an emergency ambulance. It was all blue lit emergency ambulance. We went to another hospital in Southampton that's more specialised in brain tumours and neurology. And I deteriorated very suddenly. and it was diagnosed that I actually had a brain tumour. So brain tumours have four grades, and my tumour was called an anaplastic ependymoma, which is a grade 3 tumour at the base of your brain, the brain stem. So I had a choice. The NHS in England will operate, but I could have a choice to refuse treatment. But if I refused it, it would just keep growing. And even though the tumour wasn't malignant, it was benign, because it was so big already. It was 5 centimetres by 2 centimetres. And it was on my brainstem, which affects my swallowing, my movement, and your vision, and your balance. We decided as a family and a community that we wanted to go ahead with the operation, and that's why I reached out to you as my spiritual granddad, because prayer is and has been and will ever be so important to me in this journey. So so we went ahead. 16th of January 2017 was the date for surgery, and it was a whole day surgery, and there were lots of different, it was a grey area, which was quite, it did cause me to worry, but I was so ill that I couldn't really think, and what my initial response was, let's get people praying, because I do have faith, despite everything that's being said and how my life could end, or the facts of that there was a 40% chance that I would not be able to swallow and eat normal food ever again. My operation was successful. It was removed, but I lost the use of my limbs. I couldn't walk unaided for 3 weeks afterwards. I now wear glasses. Life is different, but life in all its fullness is still there. I still have life. So
Well, I know that it was an incredible miracle that happened to you. I know you had lots of people praying, including your church, and your many friends, as well as your mom and dad's friends. And then, of course, I had a lot of people praying for you here in America, and on this very radio station, BPN Radio, I was saying, please pray for my spiritual granddaughter in England, Chloe Ellis. And I remember when you were about to have surgery and people were praying, and then you started your recovery, which has been, about 2 years ago. And, Chloe, it's a reminder today for those that are listening here on BPN Radio that, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in life. We do not know what path life is going to lead us down. And, a friend of mine said there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. So here you are leading a normal, active life, and you're very funny. You've always been funny, and you've always made me laugh. You make a lot of people laugh. You still do. But here you were, a college graduate, and moving on with your life, and suddenly everything changed, and you had to have this surgery, and for 3 weeks, what was the recovery stage when you came out? You could not use your limbs, and then how long did it take you to start talking and walking and moving about? What was the process? How were you able to? What happened after the surgery?
So, firstly, you're so right about all the listeners at bpnradio.com. Thank you so much for the prayers of everyone on this radio station. It's meant so much, and it still does. In the early days, my recovery, I couldn't go home straight away. Brain tumours are different for everyone. It's not everyone is different. Everyone's brain's different. So some people can have surgery and go home the next day. Mine was a very difficult operation. I had a team of neurosurgeons to do the operation and another team in another room reviewing it to make sure that I was responding okay. So I had, so the operation was on the 16th and I stayed in Southampton Hospital in intensive care and then in another unit until the 25th. So that's 10 days where I was having, initially it was 30 minute observations where they'd ask you to push and pull and open your eyes and check that you were alert and responsive. And gradually after 10 days that moved to 2 hours. I was being fed it by a tube and I was having morphine and Oramorph and different painkillers and steroids to help the pressure in my brain and the fluid. So as well as lots of prayer, my community around me, my colleagues and my church were praying for me and feeding me. I'd lost a lot of weight, so I'm fairly skinny and slender build, you would say, but I'd lost weight and I was dangerously skinny. So after 10 days they moved me to a local hospital and I was waiting for a bed in my local hospital. It takes me 25 minutes to walk to, which is such a blessing. I can now walk to my hospital. Wow. Thank you, God. So that was amazing to get a bed there because it's a really specialized neurological rehabilitation center that has 10 beds. So it's quite a small unit. And there was where I really saw God's miraculous healings and all these prayers being answered. I was having physio and I was having speech and language therapy. They helped me with the pace and pitch of my voice, my words. I was very breathless and I, in the early days, wasn't speaking. I'd save up all my words for when special visitors came. I'd open my eye and think, oh, that's my mum. I best say hello to her.
That's great. So how long were you in the hospital?
Well, so the op was the 16th of January. I was moved to, I was in hospital until the 2nd of February and I was moved to a specialised unit. And then I was there till the 13th of March and then I started 6 weeks of radiotherapy and they decided that I'd be so tired that I should come home and they wouldn't be able to do any other physio treatment while I was doing that. So from the 5th of January to the 28th of April, I was in hospital having various treatments. I then had 4 weeks where I was mainly sleeping at home. And then I was having doctor's appointments and I went to the doctor one day and just to have an appointment to see how I was doing and recovering. And the scab for my wound at the base of my head hadn't come off. So I got him to check that and he said, oh, that should lift off. That will be fine. And then on the 10th of June, I woke up and my pillow was soaking wet and the wound had burst. Unfortunately, I'd got an infection. So I went back to Southampton Hospital and that put back my recovery. I was there for 2 weeks. I had to have a minor op. I had one surgeon who called it a minor blip. And then I also had another surgeon who said to me, have you had all the jabs, the meningitis jabs? So I quickly said, oh, I need everyone praying for me here because yeah. I don't know what's happening, but God knows what's happening.
Yeah. Wow.
So 6 months.
6 months. And what were you able to do after 6 months? Could you talk? Could you eat?
So,
I mean, what could you do after 6 months?
So in June, so June is the fifth month, when I went back into hospital to have this operation that was 2 hours rather than 8 hours, once a nurse could help me up from lying to kind of 45 degrees, I could then walk slowly to the bathroom myself and be independent in that. I could pick up a spoon and I could eat slowly. No, nothing complicated like noodles or spaghetti, but solid foods that weren't very chewy.
Uh-huh.
I went back to work miraculously in September, but just for 9 hours. So, and that was really good. That was a real godsend that my boss allowed me to go back for 9 hours and really stripped back my responsibilities, so I was able to rebuild to what I'd originally done, because I'd been there for a couple of years before, which was really helpful because I was able to rebuild these neural pathways. I'm still rebuilding these neural pathways that I've lost.
Wow. So by this time you could walk some, you could talk, you could walk, you could talk, you could eat, and you went back to work some. So the, you know, what I mean, here you are, Chloe, 26 years old, in the prime of your life, happy and vivacious and very communicative, and then your life changes. I mean, what were your emotions? Were you feeling depressed? Were you fearful? Were you sad? What type of emotions were you having when suddenly, you know, your life changed? Everything around you changed. What were you emotionally feeling?
I think back to the 5th of January 2017, and I remember the doctor called Chris saying to me that he wasn't sure what was going on. And that got me worried, Dale. Mm-hmm. When someone who's so experienced wasn't sure what was going on, got me worried. So I was really determined that I would have faith, even though I didn't know what was going on. So I immediately sent you a message. Mm-hmm. I immediately sent my boss a message, asked her to pray. I immediately got some close friends to pray, because I really feel that this hope that we have in God is assured, even though I didn't know what was happening and I still don't know what's going to happen in my life, but that almost that God's love can conquer the fear and the anxiety that I have. And well, it's his perfect love that casts out fear, 1 John 4:18. But it was really, and it is sometimes really difficult to pray for me. That's why we need this global church community to really help and spur us on.
Yes, I agree. And I'm sure that your faith that you've had in God since you were a little girl really kicked in. And yeah. You know, that's why we need to, I believe that's why we need to have faith in God, because we don't know what's going to come our way, and we don't know what the medical report or the doctor's report's going to be. I mean, even this morning, I was praying for a friend of mine that has a wound that will not heal, and he said when the doctor looked at it, he had this look of dismay and fear. He could even see it in his eyes. So he had to immediately even though we believe in medical science, we know there's a higher power, and he immediately had to realize, hey, I'm not going to trust this medical report, although I do believe in medical science, but I'm going to believe God, and I'm going to have faith that I'm going to recover. And I know that, you know, that your recovery has been miraculous with the help of medical science, which we certainly believe in, and also with the help of the healer, Jehovah Rapha, who is our healer. And I know that you've made incredible progress in your life. And so, you know, it's been almost 2 years ago, and I mean, you're not doing everything that you were doing, but you're certainly on the right track. And so, where are you at right now? What are you able to do right now, and what are you looking forward to doing again in the future?
Well, I believe, as you say, medical science has healed and saved me, but God has healed and saved me too. They've worked together. Some of my doctors have been Christians. Some of my doctors have had no faith. I've always said yes to the chaplaincy services in all the hospitals I've been in, and that's been amazing. So your question, what am I able to do and what am I still looking forward to do? The last couple of weeks, someone was praying for me. It was in October. Someone was praying for me, and it was a big test of my faith. We were out for lunch, and we were in a busy place with lots of different people talking around me, and that's somewhere where I don't thrive because of all the multiple stimuli, loads of different people talking at once. It's so difficult to zone in on my friend Holly, and we're having lunch. She was praying for me, and she said, "Oh, can I pray for you over lunch?" And I thought, I really want her to, but God, I won't be able to listen and take this in. It's a big worry. But I took the step of faith, and Holly said to me, "I see that God likes it when you sing, and He delights in you. He sings over you." So I've joined a choir, Dale. Why not?
That's great. So you can walk, you can talk, you can sing, what are you planning on doing in the future that you haven't been able to do the last almost 2 years?
Well, I'm really excited about this choir. I sleep in the day. I work 3 days a week. So in those 2 days, I try and take it as time just to rest and have no agenda. And the choir that I'm involved in is on a day where I don't work in the day, so I can rest. And I'm loving the choir. It's new, but it is still overwhelming. I'm wearing my glasses because with the lights, I still do get blurred vision and double vision. But it's an exciting time for me. I'm beginning to meet up again with people for lunch, which I've always done. I never had a lunch break where I sat on my own. So I'm just building that up again and trying to meet up with people in groups rather than just one-on-one, even though it drains me. But it's so life-giving to be in community. I knew I was made for community, but you never really fully appreciate it. I never fully appreciated it until I was bedbound and the doctor said, "Oh, you shouldn't have any visitors for a week because you need to rest your brain."
You know, it's Chloe, it's amazing. I believe that what we take it's amazing what we take for granted. You know, this morning as I knelt in prayers, I go into my prayer room early in the morning. I love to have that private time with the Lord. And I was just saying, "Lord, it's amazing today that I can swallow. I can breathe. I can talk. I can walk. I can kneel down. I can stand up. I can hear. I can see. I can taste. I can smell. I can sing. I can listen. I can sit down. I can kneel down. I can stand up." You know, all these things, Chloe, I believe we take for granted in life. You know, there's sometimes we may not, you know, we may have a friend that deserts us, or maybe we have a little pain here or there, or maybe there's a disappointment here or there in life. But the basic things, I believe we take for granted. And suddenly, I mean, everything was going well in your life. All of a sudden, those basic things that you were able to do, you were no longer able to do. And I'm sure now, and you're making the tremendous progress in your stage of recovery. I'm sure there's a lot of things that you used to take for granted that you no longer take for granted. Is that correct?
It's the perspective, and that is correct. Today I was hanging up my laundry, and I, without thinking, I was sitting down doing it. I was hanging it at the bottom, mm-hmm. and without thinking, I stood up without holding on to anything. I just stood up. Those muscles work. I remember back in Southampton Hospital last year being told that I couldn't sit on the chair unaided because I wasn't able to balance, and they had to, it was part of my occupational therapy for half an hour to try and build up confidence so that I could sit on a chair. So perspective is such a humbling thing. It's mm-hmm. so important to be thankful for what we have.
Yeah, I really believe that. And I've just been going over those things in America. We've just last week celebrated our national Thanksgiving holiday, and just thanking God for the simple basics of life. And I think by listening to you today, and I'm sure that our listeners can just maybe take a second look at what's happening in their lives. You know, someone said I complained that I had no shoes, and then I met a man that had no feet. And so many times we take so many things for granted. But I believe today probably is a wake-up call for our listeners by listening to your story, Chloe, about all that you've gone through, how God has seen you through, and the basic things of life you're now relearning and moving forward and making lots of progress. And, of course, I'm believing with you for full recovery, that you'll mm-hmm. be able to do what you once were able to do and more. And I've prophesied over you that you're going to be on stage. You're going to be millions of people going to see your face. You have this incredible sense of humor, and you are very, very humorous, funny, communicative, you have a bright future. But I think there's a lot of young people that may be listening today that, you know, maybe in their teens or 20s, millennials, and they would say, you know, I've taken life for granted. I'm going to take another look today. So, Chloe Ellis, I'm believing for your full recovery, and I would like for people to listen to put Chloe Ellis on their prayer list, because I believe you're going to make a tremendous comeback, full recovery. You'll be able to do everything you once were able to do and more. That's where my faith level is, and I believe it's happening in your life. You're a walking miracle anyhow. I mean, most people wouldn't have lived or would have been able to function as you are today. And as I'm looking at you on Skype, you're a very beautiful young lady. You have a bright future, and your testimony and your story is going to encourage a lot of people. I don't think we've talked about a book, but I trust that you'll be writing a book and sharing about your experience, your journey, your recovery. And there's so many, many people out there that, you know, that are going through difficulties, trials, and challenges. And I know that your story of hope and faith is a tremendous blessing and encouragement to their lives today. So I'm very, very thankful to have you on, and it's good to have you on today. I'm very proud of you and very blessed. Chloe Jean, she claims that you were named after her, but my wife Chloe Jean, we love you very, very much, and we're so excited about your future, excited about you coming to Texas and visiting us and sharing your story, sharing your testimony. It's going to be fantastic. Maybe you have some closing comments you'd like to make today. I don't know if anybody, if anybody would like to maybe be in touch with you or have you to pray with them. I don't know exactly if you have any contact information, an email address, or anything you would like to share. We've not talked about that, but I'd like for you to share any of that you would like to share, and then I would like for you to pray for those that may be listening today, and they're going through difficult times, they're going through challenges. Maybe the medical report is not very positive. Maybe they're going through a very difficult time in their walk, their life, their season. And I believe that you could speak some encouraging words and pray for them. And so I want to give you an opportunity to do that, Chloe.
Of course. Thank you, Dale. I think thankfulness, you've really got something there. It's so key because we do have a choice in how we look at things, our perspective.
Yeah.
It's been in England, it's been raining and it's been grey today, and it does affect your mood, but there are things that I can be thankful for. There are things, even if you think that they're not particularly big things or important things, there are good things going on. And I'm excited for the next couple of weeks and months to come in my recovery. Yes, my brain tumour was removed on my last year in January, the 16th of January. But the way that you recover from a brain tumour, it is instant, but it also does take many years, people say. My fatigue, my tiredness, my balance, my eyes, they're all things that I believe God hasn't forgotten. He's still in the business of healing today.
Yes.
I've got appointments coming up in the next couple of weeks with an ophthalmologist, and I have my 6-monthly scan coming up in January. So these are just opportunities. So, I'd really just encourage people just to really dig into faith and to pray and to really use this thankfulness. It's a weapon God's given us, joy, that joy can be our strength, and that this hope that we have, it's hope isn't a weak word. Hope is really secured, and our faith can be firm.
Yes.
When we believe that God does heal, he's healed me and he'll heal again.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Can you say a prayer for those that need healing? They need a miracle, maybe just encouragement. Maybe they're depressed at what's going on in their lives right now. If you could just say a prayer for them, Chloe, that would be great.
Of course, Dale. Father God, I lift up the listeners of bpnradio.com to you. I thank you so much in your word that you say that perfect love casts out fear. Father God, I just pray that you'd fill us again with your perfect love. I thank you that you love us so much that you sent your son to die on the cross. I thank you so much that you've sent your son to die for us.
Yes.
So that we don't need to be worried or fearful about what's happening to us and to the world and those around us, Lord Jesus. That we can rest in your love.
Yes.
Knowing that your love saves us, it saved us, it's healed us, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much that your love casts out all fear. We don't need to worry.
That's right.
We can just rest in your perfect peace, Lord.
Yes.
Pray for anyone who has any physical healing, Lord Jesus, that they would know that you are the God that saves. You are the God that heals them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Please come and be with us today, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chloe Ellis. Our spiritual granddaughter has been on with us today, all the way from the south of England. And you did a wonderful job, Chloe. And looking forward to having you back on. And I'm sure that you're a source of tremendous blessing, and we will continue to pray for your full recovery. And the Holy Spirit keeps saying that and more, being able to do things that you have never, ever been able to do even before you had the brain tumor. So I believe. And thank you for being on. You've done a great job. Chloe Ellis. Chloe Ellis from England here today on bpnradio.com.
Every teardrop tall. You catch every tear in a bottle. You catch every tear in a bottle. You catch. You catch.
I'm BPNRadio.com News Director Delvin Kintzer. Pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world.
Hey, good day. You're listening on BPNRadio.com here on this Monday. Dale Gentry, your host today, broadcasting across America and around the world. Where do we broadcast to? Wherever there is an internet connection. Tell your friends about bpnradio.com. All they have to do is just on their smartphone or their computer, just type in bpnradio.com. We're the only bpnradio.com in the whole wide world. Also, we are on TuneIn Radio. That's T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn Radio. Hundreds of stations on TuneIn Radio. And so we're going to have our own BPN app soon, so stay tuned as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening. And wow, good to have you. Great to have Chloe Ellis on with us today from England. She did a great job. Remember that we are here keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, it says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central. Remember, this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Of course, that is Texas time for all of you friends in the United Kingdom and other parts of the world. So let's continue to pray, America. I want to remind you of the views and opinions of those on this broadcast. Any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn, edited by Aliona Perchuca, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And here we are broadcasting now in our fifth year, responding to the voice of the Lord, which told me in the summer of 2014, start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. And so we responded. We got started in November of 2014, and here we are still broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. Really appreciate all of you that are partnering with us here on bpnradio.com. We are very, very thankful and grateful for your partnership. And if you want to partner with us, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That is bpnradio.com. And then you click on... donate button, and there you have it. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Remember that your gifts are tax deductible. Wow, wow, wow. A lot going on BPNRadio.com, starting a brand new week. Don't forget, after I finish today, Delvin Kintzer will be on with the news, our award-winning news director, and also Roy Beard's on 11:55 with a word from the wall. And programming continues throughout the day and night. Remember, we're going to be having Christmas programming, Christmas music very soon. Of course, I'll be on tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, Texas time, with Prophetic Tuesday. I love to prophesy, and this gives me an opportunity every Tuesday to do so. And, well, we're going to pick it up right now here on BPNRadio.com. My friend Martin Smith from United Kingdom, for all of you that are listening from England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wow, Wales. Here we go. Yeah, feel alive today on God's Great Dance Floor. Dale Gentry on the radio here, broadcasting across America and around the world on BPN Radio. This is the Monday Watch, and of course, Martin Smith is from England, and we probably have a lot of Brits listening to the program today as a result of our special guest, Chloe Ellis, being on. And I just want to give honor to whom honor is due. I want to thank those men that served on my board in England for quite a few years, and just want to say thank you to them. My appreciation to, of course, Martin Smith, who just sang, as well as Roger Ellis, Gerald Coates, Norman Barnes, R.T. Kendall, Martin Scott, Alistair Bullen, John Noble, and Noel Richards. Want to express appreciation to all of these men and all of my friends that were a part of our 20-year journey to England and the United Kingdom. Very, very thankful, very, very grateful. Just want to express appreciation, a great shout-out, and a big shout-out to all of my friends. Been good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Remember, we have some openings for those of you that would like to preach on Preaching Sunday. 18 hours now of continuous preaching on bpnradio.com. And if you'd like to preach, we have some spots available on Preaching Sunday. Contact my son, Rick Gentry. And the email address is rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. The number to call is 214-918-8707. That's 214-918-8707. Remember that we have a national prayer team that's ready to pray with you and concerning whatever request you might have. The email address is bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. And our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, is ready to take your request and pass it along to our national prayer team. We're very, very, very thankful and grateful. It's been great to have you listening here on bpnradio.com. Continue to listen throughout the day and throughout the night, around the clock, around the globe, here on bpnradio.com. Sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
You see, I've tried to win this war. I-